and refreshing new Fuse Half and Half Fresh Brewed Iced Tea. The perfect blend of iced tea and lemonade. Plus the delicious new turkey and bacon guacamole. Only this summer. Subway. Eat fresh.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-598-1696 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-598-1696 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Chicago area. Call 800-598-1696. That's 800-598-1696 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
WGN, James Van Osdell in tonight for Justin Kaufman. Time for the news with Rob Martier, sponsored by Elk Grove Village.
Mostly sunny and 70 at O'Hare. BNSF inbound and outbound trains have been halted near Harlem due to a pedestrian incident involving train 1373. Officials aren't sure about the length of delay. Metrorail.com has more info. And of course, we'll update the situation with Jill Urchak during our traffic report. A Cook County commissioner says if the Tony tax passes tomorrow, he'll make sure it doesn't become a permanent fixture on taxpayers' shopping receipts. John Fritchie tells WGN's Ro Khan he'll file a sunset amendment if President Tony Preckwinkle's measure passes as expected at a special meeting tomorrow.
She's not going to introduce her proposed 2016 budget for a couple of months. Yet she's asking us to support essentially a $400 million a year sales tax without seeing her budget.
Fritchie says he's already received support for his amendment from a number of commissioners who also oppose the 1% sales tax hike. The agreement between the U.S., European allies, and Iran brought cheers in Tehran today, but not too much praise on Capitol Hill. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl on the GOP reaction.
Walking the halls of Congress, we found Republicans unified in opposing the Iran deal. Leading the charge, freshman Senator Tom Cotton.
Terrible, tragic mistake.
Cotton tried to derail the Iran negotiations back in March by writing a letter signed by 47 Republican senators and sent to Iran's supreme leader. It warned the next president could undo any agreement with the stroke of a pen. Now he says he wants Congress to kill the deal.
Jonathan Carl reporting. The lead defense attorney in the Colorado theater shooting case says James Holmes struggled with schizophrenia, including emotional and social withdrawal, for years before the attack in suburban Denver that killed 12 people and injured 70. The district attorney said in his closing that whatever mental illness Holmes suffered from at the time of the attack, it didn't impair his ability to tell right from wrong. Several parts of Watseka are underwater after severe storms rolled through the area last night. In Kankakee County, officials say as many as 400 homes and businesses are impacted by the flooding, and at least 100 homes are underwater right now. Fire department officials said dozens of families have evacuated and 50 people are now at a Red Cross shelter. Lieutenant Chad Gessner, Kankakee County Emergency Management.
We talked to a lot of residents that have been around for a long time in this area, and they don't recall it ever being this high. We've had people that work in my emergency management that haven't seen it this high, and they've been here for over 20 years.
Access to the area is being restricted. A daily curfew is now in place from 10 until 6 in the morning. Scientists have confirmed NASA's New Horizons spacecraft made it for its first up-close look at Pluto. All indications are that the craft successfully made that flyby. New Horizons arrived at the small icy world after a journey that began 9.5 years ago, back when Pluto was still considered a full-fledged planet. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Vanity, by definition, is pride in one's appearance and qualities. Well, these new James Martin furniture vanities take vanity to a whole new level. Tom Jenke, you've outdone yourself again here at Builder Supply Outlet.
Lindsay, you know quality from producing the Mr. Fix-It show, and that's the standard we set at Builder Supply Outlet. You're looking at our new exclusive line of James Martin furniture vanities. They're all handmade with premium-grade wood and built with old-world craftsmanship. We have a truckload in stock, plus more on the way.
I normally only see vanities with this quality in designer magazines or at the Mart.
The best part is Builder Supply Outlet is not priced like those places. All our vanities are at true outlet prices every day.
James Martin Vanities will add vanity to your home. People have to come see them here at Builder's Supply Outlet, just 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road in Broadview.
Or visit buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at our Family Medicine Clinic, Speech Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, and Dental Institute. At our clinics, you will receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-300-1448. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-300-1448. That's 1-800-300-1448. 1-800-300-1448.
WGN Sports, Major League Baseball All-Star Game underway in Cincinnati. Play continues in the bottom of the second inning. The AL All-Stars have a 1-0 lead. And Blackhawks fans getting a little anxious. Another one has now confirmed that they will not be back with the team next season. Johnny Oduya's agent, Don Meehan, confirmed to the Tribune that he will take his services along the blue line elsewhere. WGN traffic, Jill Urchak.
Chicago Metro BNSF line still stopped near Harlem Avenue in both directions due to an earlier pedestrian incident. Also on the outbound side of the Jane Addams, right before or after the Tri-State at Toohey Avenue, to be exact, an accident taking out the right lane. Looks good on the Edens. Kennedy, 20 out to the airport, 22 minutes back in, 12 from the junction. Eisenhower, 30 minutes now out to 53, 32 in, 18 from Mannheim. Stevenson, that looks good between the Tri-State State and Lakeshore Drive on the Ryan. 15 out, about 20 minutes inbound. Tollways in better shape. I'm Jill Urchak, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, a low of 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, lake breezes with a high of 77. Thursday, a chance of storms going up to a high of 81. And Friday, partly cloudy, isolated storms, a high of 86. Currently 67 at O'Hare, Midway 69, Lombard 67. It's 64 at Chicago's lakefront. The barometer's on the rise. The wind's out of the north at 14. The Lake Michigan water temperature is 70. Next news at 8:30 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Rob Martier on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And it is WGN. Hi, I'm James Van Hostel. And tonight for Justin Kaufman, joined by a duo, two of my favorite people in the world, Dave Hellum and Felonious Monk. They are comedians. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir. What's going on, James?
So you're sitting in the studio. We're here in the Allstate Showcase studio right off Michigan Avenue. People are walking by. They're gawking at you. They're staring at you. Dave, what was your assumption?
I think they think I'm Raekwon from the Wu-Tang Clan, honestly. Because like they have the 20-year anniversary concert tonight of Only Built for Cuban Links. And I get Raekwon comparisons, or Anthony Anderson, right? So I think they think I'm Raekwon, I'm pretty sure. Because they keep staring at me hard, and I have this hat on and the beard. And I'm fine with that, though.
So there's a lot of people.
So
the Wu-Tang Clan
just saluted me. Yeah, that guy just saluted me, man.
And that happened because there are a lot of people out here with their families also, and everyone knows Wu-Tang is for the kids.
That's
everybody
right.
Knows that.
Check out my gravel pit. It's like the Flintstones. That's it.
What do you know about that? Oh, my God.
So you guys, every Sunday, are at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
You have your event. It's an early night, so you can,
7 to 9.
Yeah.
Every
so
Sunday.
So you're home in time for school and work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Big night of comedy. And that event is called?
Blipsters on Broadway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you say that as if everyone knows what a blipster is.
Of course they do. They don't? Oh.
Felonious Monk, what's a blipster?
It's a portmanteau, James Van Osdald.
Portmanteau, a combination of two words to make a whole new word?
That's right. It combines black and hipster. in general, it means that my pants don't fall down when I'm walking, but the reality is maybe your pants do. Maybe your pants are super baggy. Maybe you have a ridiculous afro. Maybe you have dreadlocks. Whatever it is, it's just a twist on whatever the stereotype of black is at that moment.
Yeah. I mean, if you come to the show, it's not your typical show that you'll see at the Laugh Factory because what we like to do, we like to bring all different facets of Chicago comedy onto the show. A lot of times, and you know Chicago's can be a pretty segregated place, and especially in terms of the comedy scene. So what we try to do is bring the best comedy from the mainstream side, the urban side, put it in one venue, and just have it be in a diverse situation that's just really awesome. And that's just what it is every week.
That's cool. So for example, like who are some of the comedians you've had up there with you?
Mike Leibowitz.
He's a funny dude. A
great guy.
Natalie Jost.
Calvin Evans.
Kevin Sampson. They call him Damn Fool, and there's a reason. He's hilarious.
He murdered last week, or 2 nights ago, actually.
Who else have we had? We've had everybody. We've had Josh Johnson.
Joey Villagomez.
Jay Washington from the new Spike Lee movie.
Oh, right, Chirac. So
he'll be a superstar soon. He was on our stage first. Y'all remember that? There's a Dave Hellum.
He's awesome, man. He's a scream.
He's a scream.
Phenomenal.
In stitches every time I hear Dave Hellum.
And then Felonious Monk has been on.
I love him.
We've also had local music acts, and we had a poet this week. We had a Emerald Green.
Wait, hang on. No one likes poetry.
No, they love this. That we actually surprisingly had a great audience response. And then the week before, we had
some alternative hip hop. You know, I like music that makes people like. They're like, okay, this is kind of cool, but we don't know what the hell this is, right? So it's just kind of like that combination of stuff. And we got some really good guests coming up actually this Sunday and the Sunday after that, but we can't announce it quite yet. I have a great comedian coming in from L.A. who's one of my favorite comics.
The best thing you can do on the radio is say, I have a secret.
It's a secret.
And then keep going.
Yeah. We have a secret.
Yeah. Great,
we
great
can't
stuff.
Announce it. Yeah.
All right, well, hang on. So the show happens on Sunday nights. Felonious Monk, you're getting married this weekend.
I am getting married this weekend.
So does the show not happen this weekend?
The show happens, sir. Well, the show goes on.
That is commitment. That is...
That's you know what? I was thinking the exact same thing. It's the commitment. I'm making a commitment to my fiance who is listening. Hello, Lantier. Love you. She's listening. But then I also made a commitment to this gentleman to do a show on Sundays. And so Saturday, I'm getting married. Sunday, I am going to have my reception.
You got to take some time.
That's fantastic.
Stop. Okay.
You I am. I'm going to take the time
honeymoon.
Monday.
Okay.
I'm going to take the time Monday.
You don't need to take the honeymoon right after I get married. You need to catch your breath.
But Monk is trying to like hit a mic like the same night he gets married. Like he gets married at 2. At 8, he's going to be doing an open mic somewhere.
That's fair.
Trying out new material.
Listen, that's true.
You can't do that.
But that's Felonious Monk.
You know, I don't know what his problem is. I don't think he wants me to be great, James.
Why is he holding you back?
He's holding me back.
Because I'm divorced.
That's fair.
Honestly. I'm just mad he's getting married. And I'm out here
haters going to hate.
Looking like Raekwon.
So, Felonious Monk, you do commentary on Touch Vision, and I'm always interested in what you have to say. You know, thinking about you getting married, I mean, one of the big stories over the past couple of weeks, probably the biggest news story, is marriage equality in the U.S., the Supreme Court ruling.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I'm excited that it happened. As a matter of fact, the day that it happened, the first text I got from my fiance was, I feel so much better about us getting married. And I thought that was interesting because she didn't, you know, that wasn't something we had discussed, but I understood where she was coming from. It's one of those things where it doesn't affect you, but it affects people just like you. There are two guys out there that are in love. There are two ladies out there that are in love. And 3 weeks ago, they couldn't get married. And now they can. And I know how much fun and how much I'm looking forward to getting married Saturday. I can't imagine not being allowed to do that just because you don't like the type of person that I love. So
that's stupid.
It's an idiotic thing.
If you're gluten free and you got celiac disease and like you can't eat bread and you see me eating like some chips or a foot long from Subway, like don't get mad at me because I'm enjoying my wheat. You know, like you know, do you know? But let me enjoy what I like. What I'm doing has no effect on you.
That's a fair comparison.
So you're totally accurate.
You're saying marriage equality is just like someone. People opposed to marriage equality are just like people who have celiac disease getting mad at me for eating a muffin. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
If you're an Xbox guy, you know, don't be mad at me because I have a PS4.
That's just, fair.
Do you.
I don't know what just
do
happened.
Do you, son.
I don't either.
If you don't understand.
I'm just saying the weird
No, I think that's amazing. I think if you don't understand the issues based on those two descriptions that you just heard, then you're just not going to get it. You don't get it.
Clearly. Hey, now, Felonious Monk, you don't seem like the type who'd have a bachelor party.
I'm not, actually, oddly enough. I've been asked several times. Dave is over here upset about that.
I'm very upset.
He's very upset. I have no desire. You know what I would like to do for my bachelor party? Are they going to have an open mic?
No.
I would like to go do a mic and just say a bunch of, like, y'all could buy me all of the drinks that you want and then let me get on stage and just go.
So we can go to Hooters for your bachelor party.
Do they have a mic?
I doubt it.
Then no.
Okay. All right.
We can go somewhere that has a mic and wings.
Yeah. Buy local. Don't go for the chain.
There you go.
Timmy O'Toole's.
Okay, let's go to Timothy O'Toole. Okay. Will they have a mic?
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll have a mic.
Then let's do it. I'll go to Timothy O'Toole's and do a mean eight.
You're so old, man.
But see, that makes sense. That sounds like Felonious Monk. That sounds like how you'd want to be celebrated.
Sounds like an old man. What are you talking about?
So I think both of you are saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a break. Dave Hellum is here. Felonious Monk is here. Dave Hellum and Felonious Monk are here. Mm-hmm. WGN.
All right, I'm off tomorrow, and Justin Kaufman from The Download's going to fill in. Do you have any plans for the show?
I have no plans. I just want to do the show just like you do it.
Well, then you should fit right in. We have tickets to give away. Kevin, what are the tickets for?
Hawks
Convention passes. Are you a big Blackhawks fan?
I am.
You can't get them anywhere else. Justin has them, and he'll give those away. How are you going to give those away?
I will personally deliver them to your house.
Wow. Okay, you're not getting that from me, kids.
Oh, I thought that's what we did.
No.
Oh, wait, scratch that, Kevin. Scratch it.
Justin Kaufman in for Steve has last-minute Blackhawks convention tickets tomorrow morning after 8 on 720 WGN.
Is she coming or is she going? No, she's just saving. Hello, goodbye, girl.
Hi, everybody. It's Judy Pilak, the goodbye girl. If June's the month for grad parties, July's the month to start thinking about getting those grads some college gear. Goodwill's got it all, from pillows and blankets to mini fridges and microwaves. Everything your grad needs to get off to a great start in school.
Keeping the kids entertained and active during the summer months can be a challenge. Stop by your local Goodwill, and I'm betting you'll find great buys on a big selection of DVDs, books, games, and toys, all with your kids in mind. And don't forget to donate those items the kids have outgrown or no longer play with. And as always, your donations are tax deductible. When you shop at Goodwill, you save money, help fund our mission, and keep valuable items out of the landfill. You'll be amazed at all we do. Check out AmazingGoodwill.com to learn more.
Hello, recent college graduate. We appreciate your call. If you are currently experiencing a high volume of student loan debt, you may be unable to reach your full potential right now. Please listen to the following options. Press 1 to receive countless job rejection letters and have your self-confidence shredded like a block of Havarti cheese. Press 2 to move back home into your old bedroom, which has been converted into a workshop for your dad's Civil War dioramas. Press 3 to put your art history degree to work, clearing tables at a family-style buffet restaurant. Otherwise, without job search training, you may have to put your future on hold. Goodbye.
More than half of recent college graduates don't have full-time jobs. That's why Fifth Third Bank is giving away $1 million in job search training. Enter at 53.com/brandofyou. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
No purchase necessary. Ends July 20th, 2015. See rules at 53.com/brandofyou.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes, telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages, they can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief. Now for your free consultation.
Call 800-346-1213. 800-346-1213. 800-346-1213. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Find stories that take you further with the new ChicagoTribune.com. Digitally remastered to fit your device. Digitally remastered to fit your life.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young
dude, you're rocking
the really?
Really?
Yes. I like that. I like. I never heard the Cream. This version of the Cream. So thank you, my man over there.
That's Pete Zimmerman right there.
Thank you, Pete.
That making made magic happen.
Pete, you're amazing.
That made my day.
Thank you.
They really do think I'm Raekwon.
This is great. Is this a folk version?
I don't know,
it's
man.
It's Fugazi this and Wu-Tang put together.
Ah, this is beautiful.
Fugazi and Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm. WGN, James Van Oslo here tonight for Justin Kaufman. Thelonious Monk, Dave Hellum are in the studio with me right now. Thelonious, you're both comedians. Thelonious, you do commentary on Touch Vision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The election 2016.
So excited.
This clown car keeps packing in more people.
Yeah.
I mean, is Trump electable, do you think?
To what?
It's to the highest office in the land. I mean, it seems like no matter what this guy does, so, the polls keep going up.
You know, first of all, if he is elected or even electable, if he's close, that's scary to everyone. Like, we should all go, wow, we let this happen. But the bigger question is, why do we care this early? I mean, remember this, later than this in the previous election in 2012, there was a guy who is known for making pizzas that was leading. Like, he was, Herman Cain was actually leading at one time.
Godfather's Pizza. I know who you're talking about.
This is a guy who can't say Uzbekistan. And when they asked him, if they get you with the gotcha questions, who's the president of Uzbekistan? No. And he goes, if they ask me who the president of Uzbekistan, I'm going to say this. Sir, that disqualifies you immediately. At that point, they should have ended the interview and said, sir, you can't run for student government. You got to go.
Do you know why he won't win?
Why?
Because you need a president to kick butt, right?
Right.
And that's what Bush did. He didn't take mess.
That's fair.
Chapo is looking for this guy. And he ran to the FBI like, help me. No, you fight Chapo, so you find him and you all battle on NBC.
Chapo. But Chapo's right? Like a super villain. I mean,
yes,
like
he
a,
is.
Yeah, but you're Donald Trump, though,
Donald
right?
Trump. Remember, this is the thing. He's been talking about the weakness in leadership. He's been talking. And
that should be an apprentice challenge.
That should be an apprentice challenge. He should
Chapo.
Have to fight Chapo hand to hand.
Live.
But, you know, the other thing is, this is a guy who's done nothing but use marketing and PR his entire career. We know that. He wrote that in his book. He also wrote in his book in 2009 that he believed that President Obama was a champion. And he believed that that man understood the truth about economics. And now, you know, here he is now. This guy's weak leadership and da da da. You know, that's not uncommon with politicians.
Not at all.
But we've never seen Donald Trump do anything sincerely. How do you vote for a guy who you've never seen?
Devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. Okay. We live in a country where a professional wrestler was made a governor of a big state.
Mm-hmm.
We live in
the governor.
The governor was
in
made.
Another state.
Ugh. So we had
the running man.
We've had Jesse Ventura and the Terminator. We've had a guy who was on camera with a monkey for a big portion of his career as the president. So to be fair, we've actually had a monkey as a I'm sorry, that's me. George Bush, I'm sorry. But, I had to clear that up before someone called in. Wait a minute, did he just call? No, I didn't.
That's racist.
James is going, I'm not touching that.
The following opinions are those of comedians Thelonious Monk and Dave Hellum. They don't work for WGN.
They are also black.
And clear, and will likely never
and they're
work.
They're black, yeah.
And they're also
oh, my black. God. What?
That was the easy one. You should have said that first. No, but listen, Trump can't win. He has a squirrel on his head. And if we elect a man with a squirrel on his head, I am absolutely moving to Costa Rica like people have been threatening to do.
I heard it's lovely there. Both.
Yeah, it is. And it's relatively
less
expensive.
They have summer homes that are just fantastic.
No
that
way
costs like
winning,
$8.
Man.
Nah, if he,
I think it's just news.
That would shock me more than anything. Absolutely, there's nothing that's happened in my 42, almost 43 years on this planet that would shock me more than Donald Trump delivering a state of the. I can't wrap my head around that as a possibility.
Is that any more shocking or surprising to think about than a Bush versus Clinton election? I mean, it seems like all bets are off.
That's a monarchy. That part.
This is like the third one, right?
Yeah. This that would actually be out of the last 20 years we've had mostly Bushes and Clintons. So we would have had 12 years of a Bush,
Jeb.
8 years of a Clinton, and then we had 8 years Obama. Which, wow, how did he slide in there? But if we added one of these other two, then we're looking at 24 years out of the last 32 a Bush or a Clinton being in office. That's right. Lakers and Boston Celtics territory.
It is. And one thing you talked about, Monk, in your commentary, Obama's on his I don't give a damn farewell tour.
He's on it. He is. Yeah. Listen,
like he's dropping the mic everywhere he goes.
He's running around the stadium with the flag. He's, you know, he's taking his shirt off and sliding on his knees in the grass, Brandy Chastain style. He's spiking the ball. I think he just did the icky shuffle at the NAACP this morning. He's pretty much saying, look, I'm gone in 2 years anyway. So these are the things I wanted to do, and they blocked executive order. Take that.
When he sung Amazing Grace at that funeral in Charleston, I was just like, you know what? I can't take this.
It was
like,
a moment.
I'm a supporter, but at this point, I pulled my card out of my pocket for a second.
You
almost turned it in. I said, but you know what? I said, you know what? I like him. I put it back in. But I was just like, why are you singing Amazing Grace?
They were dead.
Anyway, I didn't like it.
It wasn't even a joke. Like, that's what you're saying.
Dave Pelham and Felonious Monk are here. You're at the Laugh Factory on Sundays. Before I let you go, I do want to bring up a couple more things. The new Harper Lee book,
yes.
Go Set a Watchman. Atticus Finch,
yeah.
The lawyer from To Kill a Mockingbird, mm-hmm. Is depicted as an aging racist.
Yeah.
He's been to a Klan meeting.
Sounds right.
He has negative views about African Americans. Mm-hmm. He opposes desegregation.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? I mean,
is it? And I ask because I think it's really easy to be an abolitionist when the abolitioning is going to happen across town. And when I think you're forced to face your true feelings when things get closer to being reality. It's why people have cold feet before a wedding. I'm not, sweetie. I'm making an analogy. But it's why people have cold feet.
Asking for a friend.
Because, you know, this is a guy who I'm fighting for the rights of these people. But wait a minute. Now these people might be my neighbors. And it may have made them take a different look. Or there are a lot of people who, as they age, just become more and more conservative in their beliefs. That's not an uncommon thing. There's a mm-hmm. saying that, you know, if you are not a liberal when you're young, you have no heart. And if you're not a conservative when you're old, you have no sense or brain or whatever. You know, it could be that. And this was written by a woman in the 50s and 60s in the middle of all of this. So if you write the first book and we're just marching peacefully and the second book comes out and there are Black Panthers and people are dying and there are riots in Detroit and Philly, maybe her opinion changed a little. And so maybe she's the protagonist in this story and she's just writing it in the voice of Atticus. That's, I mean, it hurts because To Kill a Mockingbird is such an old book and we've had it for so long mm-hmm. and we've dissected it a million ways and there are cliff notes all over the place for it. It means something to us and you've taken this character that means this and you've changed him. But she wrote it 50 years ago. Like, it's kind of our fault more than hers. I'm sorry, Harper, it's not your fault. It's James Van Osdall's.
I have no idea what's going on.
It's kind of like when Frank Miller did the Dark Knight sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just I had such fond memories of the original and the second one didn't hold up.
The second one didn't hold up. But imagine if you saw the second one and had never seen the first one.
I still think the artwork was awful.
See, I like the darker. What was the guy's name? I don't like him. I like Michael Keaton. And I can't remember his
Val
name.
Val Kilmer?
Did not like Val Kilmer.
That was the worst Batman.
Did not like Val Kilmer as Batman. Did not like him.
Clooney?
Ever.
Christian Bale? Adam West?
I actually enjoy Christian Bale's.
Kevin Conroy, the animated Batman?
No. But I did like Adam West, of course, because cheesy, right?
Oh, he's the best. Yeah.
He's the mayor of, what is that town on Family Guy? He's the mayor on Family Guy. The actual mayor on Family Guy.
He looks at you, Dave, like, hey, you watch a lot of cartoons.
Yeah. Come on. You look like you watch adult cartoons.
I'm just Raekwon. I mean, you ask me anything about hip hop, I'll answer you. For the last 5 minutes, I have no idea what has been talked about
Word
on
up.
The show.
Come on, Adult Swim. Weigh in with an opinion.
Yeah.
Staring at the architecture.
This is horrible. I can't, but Wu-Tang read To Kill a Mockingbird. You don't think that RZA read To Kill a Mockingbird?
Look, the last book that I read was on YouTube, and somebody was talking to me, okay?
It was like, it was an audio book?
Yes, it was The Alchemist.
That's beautiful.
I think you two complement each other very well.
Narrated by Jeremy Lyons, who was Scar from The Lion King.
Oh, that is beautiful. He has a beautiful voice.
Jeremy Irons, who plays Alfred in the Batman versus Superman
movie. Da-da-da-da.
That's the same person?
That's
same
the
person?
New.
Oh, the new one. Yeah. Okay. That looks terrible.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, Marvel fans are going to kill you. Now, have you seen Suicide Squad?
Now, that trailer looks amazing.
Looks amazing.
I said this earlier. 2016, the number one women's Halloween costume movie, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Probably.
You're going to see those.
That was you
everywhere.
Last year, though, wasn't it, Mom?
No, that was not me at all. Okay. I don't all even know why you said that.
Like the naughty Harley Quinn will be the number one.
Exactly.
And you're saying exactly that's what I was last year?
Felonious Quinn.
Wow. I mean,
that was right there.
That was unnecessary.
That is you.
All right. YouTube, celebrating the Blipster life. Blipsters on Broadway.
Yep. Yes.
At Laugh Factory. Sundays, 7 until 9 p.m.
Every Sunday, yeah.
Whole lot of comedy. I love having you guys on. Dave Hellum, Felonious Monk.